With the recent market turndown, brokerage firms are blanketing the media, both television and in print, trying to use the turndown to convince you to move your account to them. The obvious play here is insinuating that their firm's clients did better than your current firm, and you should try them. They usually fill the ad with questions such as, "Did you lose money in the last market crisis?" Well, from a marketing standpoint, the question is pure genius. There is not an investor out there, for the most part, that would say no to that question, and these brokerage firms know that this is a golden opportunity for them to steal clients. But where is the truth in these ads? Are there firms that fared better than the average 30% loss that most investors took when the market crashed? The truth is no. I know of no firm that I've seen advertised, and on all the portfolios that I've seen, that did not own the same stuff everyone else owned. And I know of no firm whose clients fared any better than another. But from a marketing standpoint, the market crash was and is an excellent opportunity to try and garner new clients. The hard numbers, however, tell a different story than the one portrayed on TV. Many, if not all, firms lost clients in the last year, as losing money in one's portfolio is a sure way to flee your broker. After all, weren't these guys supposed to know how markets work? Have your best interest at heart, and protect your money? That's the perception, but nothing could be farther from the truth. And the truth is that most brokerage firms and most financial advisors all live by the same mantra. Buy a bunch of mutual funds and sit on them. Investors found out this time around the buy and hold strategy didn't work. In fact, it never could. It's a farce, but one most advisors buy into. Buy and hold does work in up markets, yes, but that's as good as an umbrella that works when it's sunny but leaks when it rains. Buy and hold never worked, as is evident from the massive losses most investors experienced in the last year. And since most firms all held relatively the same stuff, they all lost about the same amount of money. But that didn't stop them from trying to convince you their firm fared better than the rest. They did not. And switching firms from one brokerage to another won't prevent you from losing money next time around. Incredibly, these firms are still touting the buy and hold strategy. They learned nothing from the latest downturn and are setting up their clients and any that stuck with them for the same type of massacre that took place the last time. For without an exit strategy, a pre-planned sell point, there is no chance of winning with any of these firms. The brokerages usually advise that when you're down only 5 or 10%, you shouldn't worry, as you're not down very far and the markets will always come back. Then it'll go down 10, 15%, and they'll say, "Why worry again? You're not down that far." The "why worry" story changes to "you're down too far to sell now," somewhere after you have lost 30 or 40% of your wealth, and now you're in come hell or high water. There never was an exit strategy. They never had a sell point. And you never had a chance. I keep telling investors I meet who lost money with another advisor is that they should be glad the market stopped where it did. For if it kept going, their advisors would have let you ride the decline all the way to zero, spouting the same old story, "You're down too far to get out now, and it always comes back." Consider this. Since the year 2000, the Dow is down over 30% from its all-time high. When you factor in inflation and the loss of the U.S. dollar purchasing power, you're probably down well over 50% in almost a decade. That doesn't sound like a good investment strategy to me. For if you're losing money, you certainly can't make any. And if the Dow starts down again, or the U.S. dollar continues its fall, you will lose even more. The best advice I can give an investor is to drop your advisor. Pay yourself the fees. Spend 4 hours or so and learn what to do in the markets, and you can manage your own portfolio. And in essence, you've made yourself about $500 an hour or more, depending on the fees you saved, and that's a healthy wage for anyone. How do you learn what to do? How about starting with listening to the Money Matters shows and get on our no-cost subscription to our Money Matters update? It's the best advice you'll get in this investing climate, in my opinion, and the price is right at zero cost to you. And that's the first piece of good investing news you've heard in a while. Send us an email at moneymatters@kvmr.org and get started today. It's our way of saying thank you for listening to KVMR. The views and opinions expressed on this newscast are opinions and my opinions only. They do not necessarily reflect those of KVMR, its staff, or underwriters. My name is Mark Cunaberti for KVMR FM Radio. Thanks for listening.